Well, if you're looking for something different, maybe you've been to the UK in the past, you've done all the usual tourist sites, but you're looking for a kind of maybe a different way of enjoying that wonderful part of the world. How about a barge cruise? On the line with me from England is Derek Banks, who's the managing director of Go Barging European Waterways Limited. They run barges on waters all over Europe. But Derek, I thought maybe today we'd talk about perhaps the most famous river of all in Europe, the River Thames.
Hello, Terry. We refer to it as the Royal River Thames in the trade. I've lived and worked on the River Thames all of my life. We run our sales office from Windsor, and that's for all the European fleet. And we have two boats, one called the Magna Carta, which operates between St. Catherine's Dock in London, in central London, and goes right up as far as Cookham, which is just above Windsor, on her standard route. And then we have the Actief, which is a vessel which caters for 11, and she goes from Windsor right up to Oxford.
How long would these trips be, typically, Derek?
A standard vacation with Go Barging is 6 nights, and we start on Sunday afternoon. We pick up clients from a central pickup point, which is usually a nice hotel, and we cruise right through to the Saturday morning.
Sounds like a very relaxing way to enjoy the holiday. Get right out of the heavy traffic and just watch the shoreline go by.
What people don't realize until you actually step on board a hotel barge is that the pace of life is so relaxed. I genuinely feel it's 2 weeks of vacation crammed into one, in a way, in terms of relaxation. The pace that we move at is only 4 or 5 miles an hour, so you can get off and walk alongside the barge in between the locks, which happen every few miles on the River Thames, and it's all jolly relaxing.
Now, the Thames in central London is quite a wide river. I gather that it narrows down quite appreciably upstream. Goes from a wide river to a narrow river fairly quickly.
Well, our day of cruising in London, cruising through London itself is fascinating from the water. We leave London after about a day or so, which in cruising terms is only 4 or 5 hours, and then we're immediately into the rural part of England, which is Berkshire and Buckinghamshire and the Cotswolds. We carry on cruising as the river, as you rightly say, gets smaller and smaller. And by the time you get about halfway up the route on either vessel, we're into really quite stunning countryside.
Now, what are some of the things along the way? Because, I mean, the whole history of England, basically, is not all of it, of course, but a great many of the very important things, like Magna Carta itself, the name of one of your vessels, took place within a short walking distance of the shore of the Thames.
That's right. The Magna Carta was signed in 1215 by King John, and it's really the basis of English law and even the American Constitution. We have the royal palaces of Hampton Court, Windsor, and there is plenty to link the royal family the whole way along the River Thames, in fact.
I guess in the very earliest days, that was the most reliable form of transportation, wasn't it? Traveling on the river. The roads weren't in very good shape back in 1215, I'm sure.
There used to be royal barges that used to sail people around in those days.
Now, what if a person wanted to tie in a Go Barge vacation with some of the spectacular events that take place, things like the Chelsea Flower Show, the Henley Regatta, and so on?
Chelsea Flower Show, Henley, Wimbledon, Ascot, they're all in the season. We very often do whole boat charters, and we're only talking small groups of between, say, 6 and 12 people. We can link in, we can get tickets and arrange accommodation pre or post a cruise, or even if people want to actually, for instance, with Henley Regatta, if they want to experience the regatta, we can watch a day of rowing or so, and drink Thames and enjoy all the delights of the regatta.
So if even a smaller group as three couples got together, they could go as a group on one of your boats.
We find these days that our cruises are pretty much 50-50 split with small groups of friends, perhaps a reunion or an anniversary cruise, or a family who will take a boat representing about half of our business, and the other half is individuals who want to join other like-minded travelers and experience the delights of barging.
You know, Derek, years ago I had a chance just to do a one-day cruise on the Thames. We basically started near the Tower of London, went upriver a bit and down, and spent a night on just a very small vessel with a half a dozen people, and it was an amazingly memorable experience. Of all the times I've been to London, that one probably stands out. I can't imagine what six nights would be like on the River Thames.
Well, you have to, you know, you'd have your one night of London experience, but once you get upstream, we moor in some splendidly isolated places. You're taking your hotel with you. We cruise for 3 or 4 hours a day. We visit places like Eton College or Windsor Castle. We obviously visit Oxford as well. And there's even a wine tasting along the way from one of the local small vineyards. And by the time you've reached the end of your cruise, it's you know, it's a worthwhile vacation. It's really relaxing.
Well, in with all the international tensions and everybody's lives being so busy these days, I think that would be just an amazing way to have a vacation. How do people arrange for it from you know, over here in North America?
Contact us via the website, gobarging.com. That's www.gobarging.com. We've got a full reservations team here in the UK. We can reply by email or phone us and take it from there. The cruises start at about $1,990 per week per person, and we have various discounts applicable different times of year. People are traveling, things like that. We're even taking bookings now for next year, so you know, it's a popular trip.
Well, I would think so. And in addition to the Thames, you also operate on the continent, also over in Ireland, I believe.
We have a boat on the Shannon, that's right, the Shannon Princess. She's brand new this year, and she operates between Killaloe and Athlone on the lower Shannon, which is a stunning trip. And there's plenty of golf over there as well, as there is on the Thames. We also have a boat up in Scotland, up in the Highlands, and we have about 7 vessels in all different regions of France.
Sounds like you're expanding, I wish you well in 2003. It's a challenging year for everybody in the tourism business. I hope it's a good one for you, Derek, and for Go Barging.
Thank you, Terry. It's always a pleasure talking to you. We're joined by a common enthusiasm for travel generally, I think, and let's hope things work out for everyone soon.